Welcome to another victory version of Cleveland Browns News. I'm your host, Rob O'Reilly. Well, exciting victory. Only shattered 2 seconds later for me when... 2 seconds. Pun intended, because Hugh Jackson, after they kick the game-winning sudden-death field goal, puts up two fingers and is trying to hold back the team from celebrating, as if to say, hey, everyone, there's still 2 seconds on the clock. So, to recap, our head coach doesn't know that NFL overtime is sudden death after the first possession, even though he's only had, three overtime games to practice, catch up on the rules of overtime. Being a head coach is a very elite job. There are 32 positions available out of literally 1 in 10 million Americans gets this job, okay? There's 320 million Americans, so it's a 1 in 10 million proposition to get a job as a head coach. It should be the elite of the elite. The greatest football minds in the country should have these jobs. And we have Hugh Jackson, who doesn't fucking know that overtime is sudden death. Are you kidding me? I'm so sick of this. Think of how great this would be. This team would be 5-0 with good coaching, and also a decent kicker. Let's get into that. This kicker needs to go as well. He missed an extra point. He missed a kick, and that last game-winning kick did not look good. I mean, it went through. But were you confident about that kick going through? It's like this weird, barely gets over the upright knuckleball from, it shouldn't have been questionable. I mean, it was like a 25-yard kick. It was very short. So I'm ready to get rid of Corey Joseph already. There's got to be, again, 32 kicking jobs available. There's got to be someone who can kick a field goal better than this guy out there on the street. Okay, what next? I'm sick of them handing off the ball to Duke Johnson. I know this is a victory. I'll talk about some good things too. Okay, let me start with some good things. Denzel Ward had an amazing game. He had a block kick and an interception, both of which were incredibly athletic that he got to them. That block kick he had to fully extend to get, and the interception he had to jump in front of the wide receiver to catch that, and just really impressed with Denzel Ward. I'm eating crow, I guess, because I was on train. We should have drafted Chubb, but I was wrong. And John Dorsey, I trust from now on. What a difference having a GM who makes competent picks is. I mean, just thinking back on all of the awful missed opportunities of. It's like the one thing we had going for us for the last 15 years is that it's like, well, at least we have a high pick in the draft, and then they would waste it on someone awful every time. So it's just great. It's great seeing people play well. Mayfield was amazing. He had to scramble way more than I'd like him to be scrambling, though. Our offensive line is kind of questionable right now. A lot of holding calls, too. I mean, I know part of that is that because he's kind of like jumping around to different positions. So if you're kind of blocking a guy one way and then suddenly the quarterback's on the other side, it becomes a hold. But yeah, the offensive line needs some work. Just imagine how much better Mayfield would be if he actually had time to, you know, set his feet as opposed to have to run for his life every time he gets the ball. I'd like to maybe not hand the ball off from quarterback under center to Duke Johnson. That's not really what his forte is. I feel like every time that play happens, it's a gain of zero. It's, if Duke Johnson is your running back, you know, throw it in the flats or let him run off tackle instead of just running into the line and getting tackled immediately. He's tiny. And we seem to run that play far more than I'd like. If you're going to run that play, run it with you know, Carlos Hyde or Nick Chubb. Myles Garrett is getting called a lot for jumping off sides, and I went back and watched those in slow motion, and every time he does not jump off sides, it's very frustrating. He's actually really amazing at perfectly timing these snaps. It's like he somehow knows the quarterback's cadence or count or something. He jumps right as the ball is being snapped, and it's so fast that the refs go, oh, well, he must have jumped off sides, and so they call a penalty, and it's not. And it's very frustrating. That should be something that you can challenge, and I don't know why it's not. Got some frustrating wide receiver play with Callaway dropping a pass and Njoku dropping passes as usual. Those guys need to get better. But Derek Willis, who is this guy, comes in for Hollywood Higgins and had some big plays there at the end, which was nice. Apparently he's an undrafted free agent from Texas Tech Red Raiders. And this was the first game he got into. I don't remember this, but in HBO Hard Knocks, apparently Todd Haley yelled at him for his effort at one point. So it's nice when we actually have a competent team that has a next man up mentality where somebody gets injured, it's not the end of the world. All right, I think that's all I have this week. Please subscribe. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.